If I see on the streets again, if I see on the streets again, awful stranger, move closer. If I see on the street again, if I see on the street again, your fingers twisting to create. I don't know what to say right now. That's okay, 'cause we're riding down. If I see you on the streets again, if I see you on the streets again, oh, oh, stranger, move.
Back in 2014, at the end of the year when we counted down the top 10 best albums of the year, the girly, so grooviest albums of 2014, UK hip-hop R&B artist Nena Cherry was the one that snatched that crown, and rightfully so. Her album Blank Project, still 12 years later, is a dynamic-sounding album. We heard the title track Blank Project from Nena Cherry. In the middle, it is a band that I am excited to be sharing with you here on Girly So Groovy. A band that made their Girly So Groovy radio debut is PVA, an English trio that fuses dance and post-punk music with a queer viewpoint. I think the reason that the trio's latest, their second album, caught my ear is that it borrows from trip-hop and the experimental roots that were part of trip-hop, thinking of acts like Sneaker Pimps or Massive Attack or Tricky or Morcheeba. Those sounds weave their way into the modern music that PVA is making. The new album is called No More Like This. It was released at the start of the year in January. We heard the song Peel, and then kicking off the second hour, it is alternative electronic duo Fantagram. Mouthful of Diamonds is the song. That is the song that opens up their very debut album, Eyelid Movies. You know, I just want to go back to Nena Cherry. To use the word trailblazer, I think, is an understatement for Nena Cherry. This is an artist who, in the late 1980s, early 1990s, was taking hip-hop's backbeat and mashing it up with British dance music sensibilities. In a sense, Nena Cherry was foreshadowing the emergence of alternative rap and trip-hop. And when we talk about trip-hop, that is where we're headed to next. Back in 1998, one of the trip-hop pioneers, Tricky, was teaming up with the incredible vocalist Martina Topley-Bird and making music that was absolutely new to the ear then and still feels original and fresh today. Right now, it is Martina Topley-Bird and Tricky here on a Girly So Groovy.
Oh, Thank you.
celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and you, the listener who loves them. Ever since Girly So Groovy launched in July of 2001, 25 years ago, the voice of Martina Topley Bird has found her way into the program. This is a voice that not only deserves to be heard, it is one that needs to be heard. She is a voice that really helped launch the trip-hop sound of the 1990s and has continued making incredible music ever since. Martina Topley Bird right there, teaming up with Massive Attack on their song Psyche. That's from the Massive Attack album Heligoland. In the middle, it is something that is a little bit closer to home. Neo Soul duo Sargent and Comrade. Frequent flyers here on Girly So Groovy. Yolanda Sargent is the self-proclaimed queen of lo-fi soul, a genre that she and her producer Comrade pioneered after not being able to find an appropriate label that fit their retro futurist style. It was back last summer when they released their latest album, Power Volume 1, and I still can't give up playing songs from that album. It's just that good. And then, of course, starting the set again, Martina Topley Bird, but this time teaming up with Tricky, another trip-hop pioneer, for the song Sing in the Blues. That goes back to 1998 to Tricky's album, Angels with Dirty Faces. Lots more music to get to coming up. I've got Confidence Man, I've got Bjork, but up next, it is the continuing one-woman project of Katie Stelmanis, better known as Astra. Now, this is a musician who has built a career on fusing operatic vocals with darkly beautiful electronic pop. Astra's latest fifth album, Chin Up Buttercup, is her biggest juxtaposition to date. And here's why I say that. It's a breakup album, but it is also probably Astra's most optimistic sounding album she has ever made. So if you are somebody that is trying to find beauty in the heartbreak, I think Astra might be the person for you. That's up next here on Girly So Groovy. I need